Iranian officials continue to deny the existence of fuel shortages inside the country, despite scattered reports of long fuel lines and increasing prices. Mohammad Ali Khatibi, Iran's envoy to OPEC, insisted Monday that new UN, US, and EU economic sanctions have not created any obstacles in Iran's procuring gasoline. Mohammad Royanyan, the head of Iran's National Committee for Transportation and Fuel Management, also denied over the weekend that fuel prices had gone up. He says that essentially the official subsidized price of fuel as well as quotas have not changed and that they will not change until the government decides to implement the project of targeted subsidies. He added that talk of different prices now circulating is just a rumor. Although Iran is the second largest oil exporting nation in OPEC, its refining capacity has long been crippled due to deteriorating infrastructure and lack of investment. For this reason, Tehran must import about one-third of its domestic gasoline supplies. Recent reports, however, indicate that UN sanctions imposed in June, along with unilateral US sanctions, have prompted many of Iran's traditional suppliers of gasoline to curtail sales to Tehran. France's Total and Russia's Lukoil, along with suppliers from Malaysia, India, and China, have all cut or reduced fuel sales in recent weeks. Ber Javedanfar of the MIPAS Center in Tel Aviv says that even Turkey, which has maintained friendly ties with Iran, is now charging more for its gasoline exports to its neighbor.
According to a recent Reuters report, Iran is now paying 25% above market prices for the purchase of gasoline from Turkey. So not only is Iran having less gasoline, it's having to pay more for its existing supplies from other countries.
Hushang Hassanyari, who teaches political science at Canada's Royal Military College, says that he's seen many videos of long lines in front of gas stations inside Iran, in addition to hearing similar stories from friends inside the country.
It seems that people are panicking, and also despite the fact that the government tries to reassure them, the reality is that the access to petroleum is not the same as it was before.
Hassanyari adds that he has seen unconfirmed reports that free market prices for gasoline in Iran have nearly doubled from around 40 cents a liter to around 80 cents. That, he argues, is going to affect all sectors of the Iranian economy.
When gasoline price jumps up, it's going to affect immediately transportation in Iran. For example, sending goods from one point to the other is going to be affected. It's going to affect the work of farmers. It's going to affect the price when people go to stores. It impacts people's movement in Iran. And ultimately, it's going to put pressure on the government.
President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad insisted several weeks ago that international sanctions were not affecting the country's gasoline supplies and vowed that supplies would in fact increase. Deputy Oil Minister Alireza Zaghami also said last month that Tehran would spend $26 billion to build new refineries. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.